the listing in time of crisis, it's it could be a moment. It could be a moment of your daily life. It shouldn't be like now what we are now experiencing, this pandemic. What's mean by that? It's more about the impact of listening when you actually feel like the listening is very important for me to know about something. Because what's the problem we are now facing, to not now in the pandemic time, but before, that listening was not something important. I mean, listening could be very background in our daily life, and it could be because we are very, very busy and we have different things in our daily life. So what's make listening that's make us to rethink? So the listening have kind of so power in our life that's could in regenerate, recreate our thinking again to our environment. That's why it's important nowadays in this pandemic that we make us to not to talk too much to what's happened, instead to think again, rethink, to listen in order to rethink again to what's happening around us, to more create a dialogue with yourself instead to listen to what we now facing, all those news around us, because all those news, it's really terrifying what's happening. But this shouldn't be a correct news. This shouldn't be correct to hear it now. The most important to hear now, it's your voice and what you're thinking, that's more important.
Was Hadi sagt, was wichtig ist, sozusagen gerade in diesen Zeiten der einer sehr akuten Krise, ist, dass das Zuhören einen Raum gibt, um sich selbst und der eigenen Reflexion auch zuzuhören und dem auch Raum zu geben. Und dem sind ja auch viele auch gezwungen, das zu praktizieren, weil sie eben zu Hause bleiben müssen und isoliert sind als andere. And when you talk about listening as a reflection, and now we are coming to the performance on Sunday, do you want to push with your radio work this kind of reflection in the sense of what you try to make the listeners to reflect about in your broadcast?
Yeah, I mean, I try to send, not just send a message, but just also showing in listening that each part of those performers and speakers in the performance sharing the same experience of listening. For example, those radio performers in different countries when they are performing, so they are very intense listening to what it says in the radio. And also those people which is in the radio speaking, the artists, the writers, speaking about the subject of illegality, how they are also experiencing this kind, their environment in this subject. So, and we also leave a moment for the listener to experience actually this listening experience, this urgency to think again to what's happening.
Die Performance am Sonntag ist sozusagen eine, die über die Welt verstreut stattfindet. Wir haben Musikerinnen und Klangkünstlerinnen eingeladen aus dem Irak, aus Berlin, aus Leipzig, aus Sao Paulo. Einer der vergangenen Stipendiaten der Radio Residency, André Damiao, ist mit dabei. And we did a lot of interviews with writers and artists from, yeah, mainly Iraq, Kurdistan, but also with an artist from Iran. So there's really a multi-perspective going on. But maybe just shortly the interaction with the listeners. So, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, Sie sind aufgefordert, bei der Performance sich nicht nur zurückzulehnen, sondern Ihr eigenes Hören ganz aktiv zu reflektieren. And Hadi, can you describe what is maybe this your intention of this interaction?
Yeah, I mean we all in our everyday life we experience radio as just sharing experience, sharing knowledge, sharing informations with the listeners. but we never give the, in somehow, there is no so much possibilities for the listener to reflect their own and sharing with us. So that's why we develop a kind of methods here to get a kind of not just interacting with words, but interaction with the sound environment. So we want to know, we want to share the listeners with us their sound expressions when they are listening to the program.
Sie sind also aufgefordert, an Ihrem PC oder auf Ihrem Handy einen Chat zu öffnen, den wir veröffentlichen am Abend der Performance auf radiokorax.de oder auf der Seite der Radio Art Residency und einfach Ihrem eigenen Hören auch zu folgen und zu gucken, was passiert, wenn das Radio auch mal schweigt. Hadi, we should have been in Kurdistan actually these days. Yes. Eigentlich war es geplant, dass wir zu einem Festival fahren dieser Tage, das Hadi in Slemani in der kurdischen Region im Irak ausrichtet und sein Radioprojekt auch dort durchführen. So actually we wanted to make the project of listening and illegality also there and also to try to make mobile radio there. So we cannot go there at the moment. But can you also describe for us what is actually the situation in Kurdistan? Because this is something which is not, told in the German news.
Yeah, actually now it's quite good. Everything went back to the normal, as it says, because I mentioned in some other interviews with the Goethe Institute before, that the difference between the government in Kurdistan and most of the system or governments in Europe is that we don't have a government, so like running like a government. So that's sometimes in this situation is good because the government don't think about the people at all. So what they think is that they don't have a hospitals. That's good. So they send everyone to back. I mean, they close everything from the first diagnosis. So they close schools, government institutions. So they was in lockdown like for more than a month and a half, and somehow they control it better actually. So there is no death casualty in Kurdistan. Like I don't know, it's that's correct numbers, but no more than 3-4 persons. Maybe as I knew from news letters, and there is no so many people infected, and also thinking about the Kurdistan region in Iraq is a neighbor with the Iran, which is the most casualty, the most people face this virus. So it's a really a hard situation, a critical situation. But despite this, still. It was quite good controlled. So now it's quite better than London, be honest. I'm locked down in London, but it's much better in Kurdistan.